chasing for what's far ahead. Always yearning, don't know why, but the beauty I really want may seem to be awkward to Kazumatsuri.org. I'm your host, Aspiety, and here joining me today we have Biscuit the.
This guy's a loser.
And Pepe.
Hello, hello, hello.
You're supposed to say, what a turn off.
I have a quarrel for you. I have a quarrel with you, Aspie.
What's my quarrel?
No, I have a quarrel with you.
Oh.
So earlier we like finished the Charlotte podcast at like a specific hour and you didn't say happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday, Biscuito! Yay!
It's too late. I'm putting in my letter of resignation.
Oh.
This family is disappointing.
But my birthday cake, yo.
So how about that rewrite anime, though?
Oh, interesting. I am super hyped for that.
As if we didn't have enough polarizing things happening.
So 8-bit, a lot of people concerned about that, obviously, but here I am just going, fuck yeah, rewrite anime. Like,
I think I share your sentiment, Aspie. I mean, even if it's going to be horrible, which there is a chance because it's very hard to animate rewrite, but anyway, even if it's going to be horrible, as long as they animate those scenes, which we love so much, it's going to be amazing.
It's yeah.
Going to be super hype.
Exactly as I said on... I'll just quote myself on Twitter, where I just said, like, you know, a rewrite has so much thought-provoking content, but in the end, I just want to see Kotaro and Yoshine running around naked. All I want.
That will be one of the highlights,
that's
yes.
That's all I want.
Just share that sentiment. Like, we agree that there's a good chance it might be bad, but the fact that it exists is better than it not existing at all. I think we can all agree on that.
Oh.
Yep. So I'm excited.
I do also agree with Nash's, as long as they don't pull a Chaos Head, like as long as it's not absolutely horrible.
It probably will be just fine. One of the things that I was thinking about is like, you know, the rewrite anime for a lot of the opinions of like rewrite as a novel is like it's kind of a lot of, I guess, holes for a lot of people. So I was thinking like when you think about it, the anime is actually a really great opportunity for them to clean things up, because I've always said that rewrite would be, like, an absolutely outstanding anime. Like, just the normal person would probably really enjoy it.
Yeah, in terms of, like, content, it's definitely got a lot to appeal to a lot of people. It'll probably be another Little Busters anime where, like, some people will be super critical, some people just won't get it, and then there's other people that just don't care and they're just happy to see Little Busters animated like me.
Yeah, they'll take it as a treat.
There'll also,
you know,
be people who wouldn't even know about the VN, so they'll be like, "Oh, it was so cool."
Yeah, I've been saying that clearly. The rewrite anime is going to be the most exciting thing. Someone even said it was like, "I can't wait for everyone to herald Jun Maeda as the hero of Ki with the rewrite anime." That's going to be good to see.
Oh god, everyone's going to call it a Charlotte ripoff. Just be right.
Wow, Key doesn't have any original ideas.
Oh goodness. We've also had the special events coverage from Pepe returning once again for Charlotte exhibit and the summer sale. Your coverage there was quite awesome. And you also have another one coming up, don't you?
Yeah, just recently I went to Key Points, which is probably the only fan-based Key event that happens twice a year, and I haven't had the time to make an article for it, but I guess I can share some of my experiences with Key Points. So I actually went there with Tamotsu, and of course I met Clow and Lulu, who were in cosplay. Only Clow was in cosplay, and he was cosplaying as Otosaka Yu. And yeah, lots of Charlotte cosplays. It was lots of Charlotte derivative works too. Of course, it's the in thing. And another interesting thing with this Key Points is that they had the Itasha, those cards with stickers on inside the venue.
Yeah.
They didn't have that the past few points.
Their attachers.
Is it the one that they sold?
No, it's not the one that they sold. It's not the one that was auctioned off for a few million yen. But it was a fan-made Itasha. Fan-made so one. There was,
oh, wow.
They had like a Komori-themed Itasha, a Sasami-themed one, of course a Kud-themed one.
Did you buy the base Zen set?
Did I buy it? Oh, I didn't buy it for myself. I'm short on cash, yeah. But I did buy it for others. Anyway.
Was Rimataro there?
Oh, that's the thing. I was looking for Remotaro's booth because I'm personally a big fan of her art. But she didn't have a booth. The only thing she had was like a special collab with a cosplayer where she like drew something for that cosplayer's release. But like on the whiteboard of the on the whiteboard that was like had information, Remotaro just stuck a drawing of Komari on there. I took a picture. So she was in the venue, but she did not have a booth, and she was just basically drawing on the board and, you know, just having fun. That's what Key Points is all about, having fun with the rest of the fans.
Everyone look forward to the future Kazumatsuri road trip to Key Points and the beach.
Oh,
we're going to go to the beach.
If we do that, we have to have a booth.
That's it, guys. Everyone listening to this, you have to become a part of our inner community before we go on this road trip.
We're going to put Baka Gaijin is just going to be the only thing that's on the table. American, but...
I wonder if the people at Key Points are getting suspicious of me, because like every time I go there, I bring a new Gaijin with me, so...
You're smuggling them in.
Anyway.
Well, I just wanted to say that, you know, I understand that Charlotte's over. Yes. And a lot of people are upset. But I just wanted to let you know that it's okay. And that Angel Beats loves you. And it's not done.
Yes.
So you can always just come on back. You can always
Charlotte
just come
is not
on.
A
it's getting
angel.
A visual.
You can just come on back. And you can see. You can see more stuff because it's not over. It's kind of spread out. But I guess the interesting things to talk about is that there's been a new volume of Heaven's Door with more character inclusions and things, Ooh. Stuff like that. Of course, it is Ooh. In Japanese, so you have to be a little skilled to actually be able to read it. Some people make do with like on-screen readie thingies and stuff. That's a possibility. Basically, you can still buy it if you're a collector like me. I actually haven't ordered mine yet, but I plan on it. This one's special because it's donning a super amazing cover of Yuri in a wedding dress. Yes, that is canon. There's an important reason why she is wearing a wedding dress. But you'll only find out whenever you read it. So, we'll leave that there.
Okay.
So, Viz, do you know which characters are introduced in this novel? In this
I actually
volume?
Don't.
Oh, okay.
I wish I did. There is a character introduction, but I don't know what to say about it, so I'm just going to leave that there.
I think I know what you're talking about.
There's something very interesting in this volume, but anyways, you can pick that up if you want. One of the other things about Heaven's Door that is just kind of serving as a reminder is that it is actually being localized. In February, I believe, the first volume is going to be localized by Seven Seas, and it's only the first volume, but the thing that's cool about the release is it's like, you know, it's a full, super cool, it's got the actual original, like, wrapping thingy. Pepe, you said it had a name, didn't you? I can't remember. Anyway, it has a book cover, that you can like it's nice. One of my complaints about localized manga has always been like that they're kind of papery and cheap feeling, whereas these are like really cool because I own the original releases, and the translated or the localized versions are actually also going to feature the same like structure, so they should be really cool. And you should buy them because Heaven's Door is great. Mm-hmm. And it's
Amen.
What makes Angel Beats so cool. But even further,
where's the first one coming again?
Huh? February. I can't remember the day. It's like February 20-something, 21st maybe? I can't remember.
I'll be on it. I'll be the first to get it.
Yeah, I'm going to get it too. I'm going to have two copies and be a weirdo.
I don't know how I can get it, but I guess I'll get it somehow.
I actually have two copies of the first one in Japanese. still for some reason. That's a fun story. But anyways, more in the loving arms of Angel Beats is that they have teased a little bit, and maybe it was just a joke, you know, but they updated the Takamatsu page on the website to feature another character, which is kind of comedic. But basically, the gist of it is that Takamatsu is now at the top of the character board, so they're kind of hinting at that the next volume might have Takamatsu Root, which is cool. I know we're all still kind of working on the first one, or we're waiting for some sort of localization to maybe pop up. Who knows what's going to happen? But
or they just wanted to advertise Takajo.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not 100% sure, but it does seem suspicious, at least.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Takajo will make a cameo appearance in Angel Beat's second beat.
Yeah. They did mention that, you have to remember that new characters designed by Degas are supposed to actually be in Angel Beats, just they weren't in the first volume.
We haven't seen that yet.
They haven't seen it. Well, they confirmed that it wasn't going to be in first beat, but they are coming. There are more characters designed by Nagawa that are going to be in Angel Beats. It's going to happen.
Moving on, we also have the news that the Harvest Festa translation has been making very steady progress by at Amaterasu Translations.
Yeah.
Our insider, Nashus, has been giving us all the goss.
But, I hope Extract doesn't get angry at him for it.
I'm sure.
Obviously their translation progress thing is, like, kind of funky, so he's been able to give us a more direct idea of where they're at.
Last I checked, they had finished the Kagari route completely, and they're on to Rewrite Quest.
Yeah,
they've finished the first floor of Rewrite Quest, actually.
It's like a lengthy dungeon-crawling minigame included at the end of...
And it's all images, and he said that, like, the last two are a lot less than the first, so I would probably expect an announcement relatively soon, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, because they finished floor one, didn't they? That means they can't be far off, so... Get hyped,
there's
guys.
There's 1,000 floors.
In preparation
for... The Tower of Rewrite Quest.
No. I forgot how many floors there are.
I'm really hoping that maybe my next episode will have something to announce there. Maybe Harvest Festa will finally be out in English. Well, a translation patch, anyway. So that's really exciting. Keep an eye on that. And definitely check out the translation status topic on the forum. And that's got all the latest info, so you won't miss out on anything if you keep following that.
You know, I just had a sudden thought. Like, what if Visual Arts uses the Rewrite anime popularity to try and kind of boost the chances of getting Rewrite localized?
Ooh.
Because I know a lot of people think negatively of the Grisaia anime, but it has helped the sales on Steam. One way or another.
I'm just sad the anime's going to come out before the visual novel will ever get localized.
You don't know. Maybe they already have something up their sleeve.
You have to remember, especially with just looking at Clannad, that a substantial amount of readers come from those anime adaptations, myself included. So I think the draw there is that you watch something that you really like, but you know that there's more because of just the obvious, whether it be loss in translation or just kind of like the loss of content, that you know that there's a substantial bit more. It's like watching the Harry Potter movies and being like, well, I'm going to go read the books of this because I know I'm going to get a lot more content out of it. People get inspired by that. So it's a good point.
Yeah. I guess that is valid.
And obviously we know Baba loves Rewrite, so...
Oh, yes, he does love Rewrite.
Yeah. Now, moving on to our community corner! I guess one of the biggest things that's happened recently is the great migration to Discord, which is our new chat platform. Originally, we used to have a chat on Skype, which was very popular. It had, like, active participation every single day and lots of conversation happening. It's more of like a less formal, off-topic environment from the forum. But recently, we've been noticing Skype has increasingly gained more problems. Maybe some of those problems we've just been blind to until now, like security issues and stuff. But when my good friend Upfanan, our webmaster at Kazumatsuri, introduced us to this app called Discord, it pretty much was the answer to our prayers, I feel.
Discord's been taking the internet by storm, man. Like, I have a lot of people that I follow, people playing games and whatnot. Like, there's a lot of people that are starting to use Discord because it's just really nice. I mean, clearly it's not perfect. It's still an alpha. But for an alpha, it's really good. It's got its
very
quirks.
Polished.
Yeah. It's definitely got its quirks, but it's nice.
And the benefit of being an alpha is, like, the active development. So we can request a feature, and we could see that answered the next day.
Yeah.
That actually happened when I asked for the topic feature. And
the people asking for it are absolutely outstanding with community feedback and working with people to try to make it the best program possible. Like, issues with Skype, like, that you might not like, that you would try to contact Microsoft to get changed. Yeah, good luck.
Pretty much. Obviously, like, the app is made with gamers in mind, and we're not really a gaming community, but I looked at the app, and it's just, it feels really good, and I think it's an excellent replacement for Skype, especially for communities. It's very community-focused, and basically, the way it's set up now is, even if you're not a forum member, you can join by clicking the link at the top of the website, and it'll take you to the chat. The only catch is, you can't chat unless you're verified as a forum member, and I don't just mean you have an account in the forum, I mean you actually have to post to earn the member badge before you can gain access to that. We need to verify that. But once you've got that, you can join the conversation, and it's a lot of fun. We've been enjoying it a lot.
We've been having voice chats almost daily since we started. Yeah,
amazing success. I'm actually shocked. Like, whenever I first, I was like, okay, this is a temporary thing, but like, it was almost unanimous. Like, we got into like, oh my god, this is amazing. Like, this is perfect for what we need. You know?
Yeah. So definitely, if you want to like get involved with the Kazumatsuri chat, or maybe if you used to use Skype and you want to continue talking with everyone, then we definitely recommend giving Discord a shot. You don't even need to download anything. You can just click the button and you're already in it in your web browser.
It's yeah, really that cool. Web browser functionality. Yeah,
I use the web browser version all the time. Oh, and a little tidbit for our listeners. We are now live broadcasting this monthly Terra to our Discord listeners. So if you want to experience this next month, then come on to the Discord channel.
Yeah, you get all the behind-the-scenes edits that you don't get to hear in the final product.
I don't know if you guys have been paying attention. We currently have 5 listeners right now.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, I know.
Shout-outs to the listeners.
Yeah, that's a thing, and we definitely would love to have you on board for that, because it's been awesome fun so far. Also, I've been, well, not just me, but we've all been really busy. Busy bees on the forum, restructuring all the forum topics, basically to just make sure, you know, they're all meeting our standards for spoiler rules, and all the titles are consistent, and just, it may not look like much to a user, but it was a lot of work. It took us several hours.
I'm pretty sure it looked like much, because we also managed to bump every thread in the process. So there's just kind of like this gigantic wall of character discussions. Yeah.
That's true. They all came up. We even made some new ones, too.
But
like,
now
Cape didn't have one until now.
Oh, yeah. Poor Cape. But yeah, now all the important route discussion threads have ratings. So if you guys want to,
oh, that too, of course.
If you guys want to give your rating for a certain character route in the VN, of course, then you can do that. Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting to see once especially as we do the Clannad Book Club. It'll be interesting to see what people think of the routes.
Those character topics are really useful, not only for just like discussion among different people, but it's also really handy for review purposes. So if you just wanted to like throw down your thoughts, Aizen does an absolutely excellent job of this. Whenever he reads a new novel or when he's watching something, he'll just hop in and just throw down his thoughts like right away, and it's great, and it always brings back more discussion, and it just keeps, you know, bumping those topics up.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely. Aizen's like a model forum member for that kind of thing.
Patchy.
Congratulations, Aizen. You won the biz points again. And not only that, I've also been... Me and Pepe have been working on the series info pages to update them with all the latest information and make sure all the links are working and accurate and stuff. It did a little bit of a restructuring there. I had to add a bit to the Charlotte page, obviously, because that's changed quite a bit since we first made it. I had to like fact check everything for the Clannad page because I know that's going to be relevant very soon.
And all the links for buying stuff are working. So if you guys ever feel interested in buying a Blu-ray or the copy of a VN of any key VN or anime you want, you can go to the info pages and yeah, you could buy them from the links we have there.
Yeah, and we also had the What is Key page update a little bit with all the latest things that have been happening with the World of Key, because there have been a lot.
Yeah, the welcome page too, right?
Oh, yeah. And the welcome page. I completely rewrote the welcome page because that was getting quite old. I made that when we first started the site, so the wording and stuff was a bit, like, old kaza, I guess.
I don't think I even read the new welcome page now.
Yeah, but I updated it completely to reflect where we're at the moment, and it's a lot better. I mean... I actually noticed a really bad typo in the old one that I didn't ever see until now. I'm just like, oh no! We've been introducing people to the site with a typo.
That's how you welcome our members.
Just imagine how many people read that and just immediately just noped out of there. They're like, no, I can't do this.
Yeah.
No.
Why would they join the community with such a blatant typo?
It's gonna haunt me. Oh my god.
And you call awesome. Yourself community for English speaking fans.
Damn, laying on the shaming.
Fantastic.
Ice cold. Okay guys, from this point onwards in the recording, we're at a different recording session from the last one previous. It's been a month since we last spoke with each other, and
through the magic of editing, you won't even notice, except for us be telling you.
Yeah, I think you'll notice with the bits where it's like, this article hasn't come out yet, etc. But yeah, so now we're finally up to speed. I'm probably going to publish this tonight, so it shouldn't be that like much time delay there. So yeah, we are now covering the monthly terror of the month of October, because a lot of stuff has happened this month, and we don't want to leave you out. This is probably the point where we should acknowledge that, yes, this is the final monthly terror podcast. I've had some talks with the staff here, and we've decided that the monthly terror isn't fulfilling the goals we want it to, and we think that our efforts will be better served in... more adjusted endeavors. So basically what you can expect from here on out, we're looking into some different options, but we're probably going to have a monthly terror newsletter which will be emailed out to our members, and we're also looking into having just more informal podcasts that won't be happening every month, but they'll happen once in a while, where we'll just get a couple of people together to discuss like maybe some news that's happened or even some more general stuff. Yeah, we'll just have, like, cool content podcasts where it's like, hey, Biz, what's your favorite key series? And I'm going to say, oh, no, I think Little Bus is the best
Return of Busters! Never mind. Psycho!
We actually agree on that, so that wouldn't be a debate. But you know what I mean. So, yeah, you can look forward to more exciting stuff there. It's just the monthly terror in the format it's in now. This is probably going to be the last one of its kind. So we hope you enjoy what we've prepared here, and we look forward to seeing you in the future. So, obviously the Charlotte anime series has come to a close. It's been a very rollercoaster ride of emotions and opinions of the series.
Very special kinds of emotions.
Yes, lots of discussion on the forum, for sure. But regardless, I think we had a pretty good time recording the podcasts for it, and, I think I can speak for Biz and Pepe, where that was a very enjoyable experience and helped us appreciate Charlotte a little bit more than we otherwise would have.
Indeed.
And if there's anything you need to solidify that that anthology, really kind of hammers it in. Like, I know a lot of people who actually watched that and were just kind of like, wow. Like, they were kind of surprised because even though there was so much chaos going on about the series. They watched it and just like, hey, you guys are still able to pull some appreciation. It was really, it was interesting, you know? Even even if you may have not liked it, then there's still stuff there.
Yeah.
There's definitely stuff to appreciate in Charlotte, and I think people were blindsided by that, but I hope the people who watched the anthology could appreciate it more.
Right? Also got lots of really godlike art. So.
And if you still can't appreciate that, you probably appreciated the collection of the 30-second recaps we made, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I was very happy with that. Basically,
that was hilarious.
We did a 30-second recap for each episode at the start of each podcast of the Charlotte Aaron Book Club, and what I did was I combined all of those together in one video and put it together with clips from the anime, which I'm surprised wasn't taken down by YouTube.
The video editing was amazing, Aspie. Kudos.
I don't particularly remember, like, a lot of them. However, and when, like, the whole thing came up, I was like, I kind of was expecting it to not really be that funny, but man, that editing was godlike. It was so funny.
Yep.
That thing was so face brilliant. Small, like, I was in tears, small. Man.
Some of those recasts were really fucking good. I feel like Bowie's spoke way too fast and I didn't understand everything he was saying.
People really like Bone Custers. I mean, he wasn't even, like, on the podcast. But
yeah. Bone Custers was fucking great. Yeah. I loved Bone Custers.
Anakin's
dang memes.
Bone Custers and Bowie were probably the winners for me. I
like Yarian's. I like Yarian's.
Baseball.
Delicious lolly toast.
Yeah.
Link's was good too.
Oh, yeah,
I like
Link's
the ending
good.
You added in with Link.
Oh.
Fuck!
Oh, yeah, fuck. Completely unintentional on his part. He was saying fuck because he ran out of time.
Yeah, he ran out of time.
And I made
insider
that
information.
Really well. The power of editing.
Yep.
So yeah, if you haven't checked that out yet, it's a real good laugh. Would definitely recommend it. And obviously, there's like all the music stuff that's come out.
Yeah, the true purpose of Charlotte.
Best part of Charlotte,
music,
yeah.
Music and BDs and art and things all being released.
I've been listening to the Hallo Hello and GN albums like whenever I go out or whenever I do stuff, and it's just amazing to listen to them.
GN's been
if you ask me now, I can't even decide which one I like more, but yeah, it's just so high.
Heavy Rain
I
from...
really wish I could watch that live.
Heavy Rain from Zion is really growing on me. That's a good one. I just love to listen to that and just mellow out for a while.
Heavy Rain, Live For You, and
I love Scar Ray on Face.
Light. Ray of Light is... Oh, God, Ray of Light.
Some Zienda favoritism in this group.
Hey now, let's talk about Hallo Hallo.
Keep on burning.
Keep on burning. Oh my god.
I even like Miwaku no Bimu, even though it's so idol-like. It's fucking catchy.
And
I didn't know why they could make that kind of music.
Reusage of,
Speaker.
Yeah.
Speaker.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, what was the title?
If you haven't bought those yet, shame on you. They're absolutely fantastic.
Don't forget the original soundtrack too, which came out a couple of days ago. If you listen to the podcast at the moment, we'll have some soundtrack, one of the BGMs from the Charlotte original soundtrack playing. And I've had a listen to it. It's pretty great. There was a lot of tracks that were just like used for PVs and then never used again, which is really sad.
Those were the best ones.
Yeah, those are the best ones. Like the one from like the third PV of Charlotte. I really love that one. I can't remember what it's called off the top of my head, but I found that. I was like, yeah, this is really cool.
It's good.
Basically, it's good. Yeah.
It's quite
and you
good.
You should probably buy it.
Probably own it.
Also, we've got the Blu-rays and DVDs coming out. There's going to be a new one each month.
I've seen the copies of the Blu-rays because of people who have ordered things.
Yeah,
and yeah, they're pretty sweet. Like the Naga art is really high quality.
Mm-hmm.
Naga.
I like the books. I saw some of the book stuff that comes with them. Cool. It's really cool.
And of course, the last volume is going to include a new OVA episode, which we don't really know about yet.
That comes out way in the future, like next year. So
March,
we have
I believe.
A lot of time to wait for that. Yep, March next year or February, something like that. Anyway.
Yeah, so we're just waiting out for that. I'm hoping personally for a Sala-centric episode.
Oh, that would be nice, yeah.
Mm. Okay, let's go. Oh gosh, the Clannad Book Club is coming up very soon. With right off the heels of the Charlotte Anime Book Club, we're heading into another full-scale visual novel book club. It's going to run for 13 weeks. We've already got an article and video scale. Up. The fullest scale. You have no idea
the
how full
scale.
You have no idea how full the scale of this book club is going to be, guys. We got the.
It's going to be our biggest one yet. Yeah.
This is going to be pretty. Pretty intense.
12 to 13 weeks, a new podcast every week. We're going to encourage our members to go and read ahead in their own time because we don't want them like lagging behind or...
And let's be honest.
Restricting themselves. Now,
who wants to take like 3 months to read it? Because, you know, I'm going to be on these podcasts and I still fully intend to like crush this novel in about a week. Like, I'm going to just... I'm going to blast through it.
Yes,
biscuit dough bulldozer.
If you have a copy of Clannad, there is nothing stopping you from reading ahead. Hint, hint.
most people already know what happens. Anyway.
Yeah, so that's also an option if you feel like you're going to have trouble keeping up the pace. But I think it'll be pretty good. Like, first week is Common Route, so that'll give people a head start to catch up on any character routes they want to do. And
well, Common Route is a bit long, but anyway.
Still, it's optional pretty much. we're super excited for that. There's a giveaway where you can win one of three copies of Clannad on Steam. As I said, I did the video for it, which has all the information you need to know. Just check out the article there. Two of those Steam codes were provided by Sekai Project themselves, who also mentioned us on their Kickstarter update, so that's really exciting. Thanks, Sekai.
Thanks, Senpai.
Senpai Project. Stuff.
Speaking of that, actually, we recently did a thing on the forum where basically we're going to conduct a Q&A with Sekai Project's Clannad team, and we've offered up the opportunity for the community to ask questions, and they posted a bunch of questions on the forum. It's done now, unfortunately, you can't add any more. And we sent those off to Sekai Project, and we're hoping for a response in the coming weeks, maybe after the game comes out. That's probably what we're expecting. But you can definitely look forward to that. It'll be interesting to see what some of the responses are. I'm very eager to know more about the translation team behind Clannad.
I thought for like a straight week of like some questions to ask, and I couldn't think of anything. And a lot of people asked like some actually really good questions. So
yeah,
I'm definitely interested to see what kind of responses we get.
My thing was just basically asking about the team because I want to know who's working on it. I want to know more about them. Other people had some more like pointed questions and stuff about like, you know, is there stuff like with the translation that was like it had to be changed, or are there any funny stories and stuff? And yeah, we've got some interesting stuff, so I'm really looking forward to the responses we get from that one. So stay tuned.
All right, so I know Clannad is super exciting. Everyone's getting pumped up, but I mean, we saved the best for last, right? So we're just gonna keep going upwards. So, with that out of the way, I want to talk a little bit about this little manga by our friend Mr. Jun Maeda called Hibiki's Magic. Some of you have heard of it, some of you have read it. It has been officially localized as of countless years ago when it was first released, because, little backstory, Hibiki's Magic's got some kind of weird release order, right? So, like, I want to say it's like 06 or something, like the first volume released, and then a year later there was another one, and then there was like this big 8-year gap or something crazy when they decided to write and release some more. But anyways, it's just kind of there's a lot of stuff in the story. I highly recommend that you pick up some of the official... It's really cheap to actually buy the manga. I know I brought this up before, but moving off of that, something interesting happened just recently. Mm-hmm. I'm going to write an article about it after I try to get some more information, because there's not a whole lot from what I've looked at so far. But Viz Media, Viz is multiple different things, but Viz is a localization group, company, business thing, who do anime and manga and stuff like that. And apparently they, I don't know what happened with Tokyopop, but regardless, the first volume, I don't know about the second one just yet, and 3 and 4 is a total mystery, but the first volume has been put up for digital purchase on Viz's website. and it's mm-hmm. it's not that expensive, and there's even like a little trial of like 50 something pages that you can read, I think.
That's awesome.
So like I said, it's kind of new information, but everyone should go check it out because I really enjoyed it, actually. I was not expecting to, but it's really fun. It's very different, but at the same time, it's kind of got that key stuff too. It's cool. Have either of you guys
checked
it out?
That's actually a good opportunity for me to start reading it. I have absolutely no access to that cheap physical Tokyo Pop release.
Yeah, definitely. I know you can get it on, if you have, an iPad or something, you can get on that. You can get it on all sorts of stuff.
Oh, okay.
With any luck, cool. With any luck, this will pave the way for future localizations of Hibiki's magic, so that's what I'm hoping for.
Yes. That's cool. I said, I know, I think it was me and Cannon found out about it, and that it had been localized like a ways back, so we picked up some copies and read them, and a few people have been just finding out about it just from me making a topic over it, so it's cool.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, go read some Hibiki, because it's cute and fun, and it's also got some actually really good stuff in it, too.
Oh!
If you want some Mida dosage, then that'll help you out.
Yeah, totally. What else have we got? We got the, basically, the Key Oikaki has come back in a dramatic new way. So basically, if you don't know what that is, it's basically a event that was happening a few months back where, was it every night at midnight?
Yeah,
there was this Twitter bot which would, post a theme which was voted on by the community. And it's like, okay, everybody, you need to draw this in an hour and then tweet them. And there'd be different themes, like maybe there'd be a character or maybe there'd be a more general theme. And everyone would have to tweet their art they drew in the hour of that character or theme or whatever. And it was really awesome because there was some amazing fan art that came out of it every single night. And it's very exciting. We even pushed a few items up there for the Air Book Club and the infamous Masakaga.
Where we actually participated.
Yeah. But that was a thing, and that ended for some reason, probably due to lack of activity. But now this new account has popped up, which is basically, it wants to recreate that. It's called key_WND, you can find it on Twitter. And basically you follow this hashtag it's given you for the Oikaki. And so it's once a week now, every Saturday night, the account will post a new theme and then everybody will create after that theme. This Saturday we had the theme of sunset and people have just drawn all these different key characters in different situations. By a sunset, and it's really cool. There's some well-known artists there producing some amazing fan art. Have you guys checked it out? Obviously, I'm guessing.
They call it WMD because it's like a weapon of mass delicious artwork that just apparently floods the file. They were so much art for that first image. It's crazy.
It's an N, not an M.
Wait, really?
If you're following the Kazumatsu Twitter account, it'll all be on there, retweet and stuff, so you won't miss anything. But obviously, we'll have the hashtags and stuff there too, which you can follow. So, yeah, keep an eye out on it, and it's really exciting. And if you are an artist, then maybe you'll want to participate in that too.
And even if you're not an artist, maybe you should step your game up and try it out.
Yeah,
we've been kind of dancing around what is probably the biggest news this month. As Biz said, we're saving best one for last. Gotta keep moving up. So, a lot of you might have noticed this whole month was all about Harmonia.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you've been living under a rock and don't know what Harmonia is, it's Ski's new work that's coming out by the end of this year, supposedly. And if you have also been living under a rock, you might not know that it is going to be released in English
first
before the Japanese release.
Ooh, America.
Which is crazy. It is the first time it's happening for a visual novel, I think. But yeah, interesting. Just a few weeks ago, it started sometime in October, they have put it up on Steam Greenlight, and it's actually Visual Arts who put it up on Steam Greenlight, not Sekai Project, not some other third-party publisher, but Visual Arts. And thanks to the support of everyone who voted just yesterday or just 2 days ago, it was approved on Greenlight. So that means we are 100% go for Harmonia on Steam.
Yay!
Have you noticed some of the updates that have actually been posting kind of like Kai's kind of insider, like his writer's insight to the story and kind of given some hints away, as well as discussing the actual as well as discussing just kind of like feedback about
The updates have been really helpful because they pay attention to what the community is saying in the green light page on Facebook and
They're being very responsive to the interests of the community and like all the comments and stuff. Like, obviously they're taking it very seriously and I really appreciate that. It's great to know that we have a voice and it's being heard.
And I mean, this is just the way I look at it. Like, this is kind of like Pepe said, this is possibly the first time. I don't really know, but
I'm pretty sure it's the first time.
It's kind of like a big deal
because the only thing that came close was Nekopara, which released the same day as the Japanese
one. Like, this is not only is it just kind of like this big thing going on, but it, like going forward, like I talked about this before. How I was talking about in regards to the market, maybe not on podcast, but just myself personally, is like in regards to the market and what to play towards and how to make kind of big booms in the Western market for visual novels. As I was saying, that something like this and something like Angel Beats were like two really big key ideas and they're varying investments, whereas Harmonia may not be a massive investment because it's a smaller project. And Angel Beats would obviously be a humongous investment. That this was a very safe bet to see coming. Yep. It's really exciting.
Yeah, it's like an experiment.
It's also safe for a larger crowd because people who haven't read visual novels before might be put off by the scale of something like Angel Beats. But
I mean, it's
hopefully it can get more people into visual novels in general. Yeah.
It's very important that as always, everybody stay super supportive and try to spread the word as much as you can. Because, I mean, there's still going to be people out there who are going to look at Harmonia. As a matter of fact, there are still people out there who are going to look at Harmonia and immediately just take it out of context and not really understand what it is.
Is this another dating game?
The comments on the green light? Yes. It's like, oh my god, another anime dating sim!
That are being released on Steam.
And
it's very important. It's just like Planetarian, something like this. It's very important that you get it out there and show people that. It's good stuff, man.
Yeah. So,
and like we said, Visual Arts pays attention to those comments, and they have commented about the people who are complaining. For shame.
Hey, I was complaining. But does that make me a bad person?
No, no, you're making a legit complaint, not like, oh, it's a dating sim. They have tweeted in Japanese. They have tweeted, Visual Arts have made tweets saying, oh, people are saying this.
I've been quite vocal about the choice of font on the screenshots. Like, I think it's really bad. And they responded to those concerns with, like, okay, you can change the font, guys, don't freak out. Which is really nice to know that they.
Just like you can do in all key games. Really do care. I think all key games.
So, like, I just want this release to be as good as it can be. So I'm voicing my concerns where they rise up, where they arise. Yeah. But that's not the only amazing news we have today.
What? There's more?
Yeah.
There is more!
Just something was announced, together with all the Harmonia.
Aspie, the suspense is killing me. You gotta tell me what's going on, man. I don't know if we can take any higher levels of excitement.
Well, get ready for this, Biz, because Little Busters has been announced for Steam!
Little Busters! Psycho!
Yahoo!
Yahoo! Yahoo!
And Tomoyo After.
Hey, Tomoyo After! Woohoo! I can finally read
Tomoyo
it!
Tomoyo After! Woohoo!
Yeah.
That's a thing.
Visual Arts announced on their Facebook page and everyone was hyped for it, and even the Little Busters fan translation team, Team Fluffy, announced on the wiki where Little Busters was hosted that we're helping working on it, and it's gonna come out on Steam and it's gonna be awesome.
Which is,
so where were you whenever Little Busters was announced? Because I was getting out of work and I was just getting ready to roll out of my parking lot when I checked Twitter and saw the news, and I had to just park again because I couldn't calm down.
I was in my bed. Down. I was just like, I finished reading, and I was in my bed, and I'm about to turn off the light and go to sleep, and then I checked my phone one more time. I was like, Little Busters announced. Like, well, shit, I'm not getting any sleep tonight.
Yep, instantly just done. Like, God, whenever I was like. I can just tell you this, if you've ever had to drive home while your face is full of tears, it's very difficult. Especially, like, I immediately put Repressa on and just drove, like, all the way home. Just like, yay!
Oh, that's awesome. basically
after of course stopping at the liquor store.
I'm hoping some of the people listening to this remember that we had that huge Discord party on.
Yes. Oh my god, there has never been more people in the Discord voice chat.
That's
everyone came on.
That's true. Like it was a bit. Party. I was there for the first hour. It was a bit disappointing. I was like, it was just me and two other people. I'm like, where's
there
all the
like,
hype?
I swear there were like 15, maybe 16 people at the least. Like,
yep.
It was crazy.
Then only Americans got out of bed or whatever. that's just incredible. How do I put this into words? This is like the news I've been waiting for years. This is a huge, like this is pretty much what Kazumatsuri was like looking forward to since it was born.
We understand that there is a large bias on the community.
Oh, yes.
Where, like, whenever we reformed, it's very clear that there is a very large supply of Little Busters fans on Kaza, and it's like
that's
you know,
why we called ourselves Kaza.
It's obvious because Kazumatsuri is like base, like part of our morals, like a lot of our ideologies stem from Little Busters.
Absolutely.
It's all of our dank memes are because of Little Busters. We learned from the best.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't just agree with him. But yes, Little Busters like played a huge role in the formation of the community. I don't think Kazumatsuri would exist without Little Busters. I mean, that's really what I was already considering myself a key fan before Little Busters, but I think Little Busters is what really made me get into the community.
Especially with when the anime was coming out. That was when like everyone was talking about it, and like there was kind of people were starting to kind of meet one another.
I was meeting.
Like, that's how I found Aspen on Twitter.
Well, that's true. I was fucking meeting people long before that, though. When Little Busters was a very, very niche community, and it was just a vision of the readers, it's like,
very true.
Basically, I just hung out on the Fluffy IRC, and that's how I met a lot of people, like Upfanana, webmaster. That's how I met her, and we're still keeping contact with some of the Fluffy people who, by the way, they now go under the name of Fruitback Factory. That's like their official localization company on Steam, and they've released
you should play some of their games too. Their games are awesome.
Stuffs.
Yeah, they've done the 100% Orange Juice, which is really popular, which
it
we play a lot.
Fan favorite.
There are two groups. There is Rock and Android and the Fruitback Factory. And Fruitback Factory is like the localization group, and they do all the Orange Juice stuff, I think.
Yeah, that's
right. I'm not 100% on that.
And so Fruitback Factory is handling the localization of Little Busters. We still don't know if it's going to be under Visual Arts or like Fruitback Factory's name on Steam, but either way, we know that they're involved with the translation, which is really funny because I've had so many conversations with the Fruitback Factory staff of like, you guys, obviously, you love Little Busters. That's kind of what brought you together. Like, wouldn't you love to be involved with the official localization of Little Busters? And they're basically like, yeah, that's like our dream. We're really hoping that can happen someday.
The place where dreams come true.
It's finally happening. Whoa! Oh my god. Oh, I'm so excited. So happy for them. So happy for the community. Just, I'm so emotional, guys.
Yeah.
You can read my splurge about it on the article. Little Busters means so much to me, and I'm so excited to finally see it getting an international release on Steam. It's like the best news ever.
And also Tomoyo After.
Yes, Tomoyo After, it's they're going to be using the translation by Doki, right?
I certainly haven't forgotten. It's just I love Little Busters so much that just...
I know. It was crazy on that day because everyone was just like, Little Busters are visited. And like, I kept having to go back to the news and be like, oh right, and also Tomoyo After. If you don't know much about Tomoyo After, it's quite highly recommended.
Yes.
Tomoyo After has suffered an interesting reputation because when you open up the game, you're greeted to at least the original version. An H scene after H scene after H scene. It just completes smut for like the first half an hour to an hour.
Black. Which kind of ruins the image, which is sad.
Yeah, a lot of people just dismiss it as smut, which is like a natural response. I'll give them that. But the thing with Tomoyo After is that once you get past the smut, the actual story starts. And it's really good from what I've heard. I haven't
And
read
now that it's going to be on Steam, you don't have to go through that smut.
Exactly. They're taking out all the H content, so it's completely all ages.
I was waiting so long for a patch for that, and now I can throw my money at it.
Mm-hmm.
It is kind of funny because the discussion of H scenes in novels has come up so many times, obviously,
mm-hmm.
That outside of the obvious intro shenanigans, there is one other H scene, if I recall correctly, in the novel, and apparently it's, like, much... It's well-placed.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's not smut. It's actually kind of integral to some events. But it'll be interesting to see how they handle that, I think.
Yeah,
well, they have released all-ages version of Tomoyo After on the PS3, on the Memorial Edition, so they already know how to handle it. It's not like they're doing it just for the English release.
Yeah,
it's,
it'll be interesting.
It's not censorship because of Westerners' view.
So I guess the question that comes up now is, what's going on with the book club? Because after Clannad's done, we were going to do canon. Now that Tomoyo After and Litterbusters are coming out, maybe we're going to do them instead. So my answer right now...
in there somewhere.
Yeah, my... Pardon?
There's also Harmonia in there.
Well, we're not going to... Okay, so we're not going to do a book club of Harmonia because it's a new product. I feel like I learned that lesson the hard way through Charlotte. It's just you can't prepare yourself when you don't know what you're getting into. And the good thing about the book clubs is that it can invigorate new life into an old product. That's especially the case of Air. Clannad and stuff, we can tie it in really well to official localizations and get like a whole new community involved there. So that works really well, and I really want to continue doing that. So basically the plan at the moment is going to be, it'll depend on when Tomoyo After and Litterbusters are actually released on Steam. If they're released shortly after our Clannad book club ends, then we're going to have to focus on them. If there is, like, a few months gap between Clannad and Tomoyo After and Litterbusters, then we'll fit in canon. Because I really want to do canon.
I guess it really depends on when they plan to give us news. Like, if by the time we're done with the Clannad Book Club and there's still no news about the release date, I think it'll be safe to start a canon book club, yeah?
Probably, yes. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm hoping. But I'm just saying... Don't get your hopes up, because I feel like official localizations take priority over just reading an untranslated game. Untranslated officially, unlocalized. But so it's still a bit in the air at the moment, but you can look forward to more news on that once the Clannad Book Club is done. I'm just giving you a vague idea of what's going on there. Speaking of Harmonia, that comes out in the middle of the Clannad Book Club, so... Basically, yeah.
We're going to be talking about it on the forum.
We're going to be busy. We're going to be busy.
Just the forum.
We'll have a forum discussion. I don't know if there'll be many podcasts or anything. But at any rate...
It's going to be a very, very active and chaotic holiday season. Let's just say that.
It's going to be a very, very busy holiday. We are also planning on holding a mini book club for Owari no Hoshi no Love Song. Which is, if you haven't heard of it, it's a concept album by Jun Maeda and Yanaginagi, and basically it includes, I believe, 13 songs, and they're all pretty amazing, and they all have a story. Each song has a different story, but there's like kind of an overarching plot connecting them.
There is?
Sort of.
Okay. Well, basically,
we'll talk more about that later, but basically we want to...
Spoilers!
We want to do a book club for that. The issue is we're trying to figure out when to fit it in. It'll either be really soon or really far.
We'll see what happens.
Basically,
there are things.
I can't take full credit for it because this is basically Canon's mind baby.
This is Canon's baby.
Yeah.
Canon's baby.
So that's basically, he's been wanting to get the community together to discuss this album for the longest time, and it might happen soon, it might not, but either way, you can put it on the calendar of things we're going to do eventually.
It's this wonderful mix of, like, fantastic music and fantastic writing, and it has these fantastic PBs, and, Ornohush is really good. So
you're getting in the mail soon, Biz.
Yeah, it's, like, this is a very, very good idea, and I think a lot of people will be very into actually discussing that, because I know music discussion is kind of... Some people think it's kind of hard, and like some people don't really know where to go, but I think there are plans, and basically I just hope that people will be as interested as me and Canon are, and
yep.
Hopefully it can get rolling, because Just know that we know it exists and we're thinking about
it. Yep. Yeah, that's basically what I wanted to demonstrate here. So with all this news and stuff, obviously, we've got a lot to be busy with the holiday season coming up. But as a community, we're going to do something else, like a little event we've prepared. Pepe, do you want to talk about that for a little bit?
Oh, ho, ho, well, Kazu Matsuri has now become a pretty big community, and I think it's about time we do something that every cool community should be doing. I'm thinking of organizing a nice little Christmas exchange present thing. How do you call it? A
gift swap?
A secret Santa, yeah?
Secret Santa, yeah, that's what they call it.
I believe that's how it's called in the rest of the world, yeah. So yeah, I'm still ironing out the details. I still need to talk about it with the rest of the staff, but I have participated in a few other Secret Santas before, so I can kind of I'm going to be the one.
I think
I'm going to be one organizing this, so I hope all of you guys can join. Get your Christmas spirit ready for this, and hope you can share to all the other Kazumatsuri members. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm super excited. I'm definitely going to let you handle this one, Pepe, because I don't have a lot of experience with this kind of thing. But it's something I've always wanted to get more involved in. And now that we have this big family here, it makes perfect sense that we should have a gift swap, a Secret Santa. And I'm super excited for that. We'll have more details for that in the near future, because, you know, this is still in the early planning stages.
Don't get too concerned about, you know, international shit. I do know that it can be a concern, but with how these Secret Santas work, you'll see. You'll see. Just wait.
Yep.
So, guys, I guess this ends the Kazumatsuri Monthly Terror. How do you feel?
Well, it was a nice experience, yeah. I'm definitely looking forward to the surprise podcast that we're planning whenever something comes out.
Yeah.
Like a lot of the big news that we've had, like the Harmonia green light and the Lil Buster's Tomoya After announcement, would be things worthy of a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the smaller stuff might be a bit too much of a much of a chore. Some of the news we've had has been a bit of a chore, but yeah.
I also really like the newslettery idea because it's a little bit more.
It's more streamlined.
We have a front page,
yeah.
and things like that. Like it's more like
direct activity back to the website, yeah.
As opposed to kind of being an optional, here's a thing to watch every now and then. It'll be something that, you know, you might see and you might be able to just quickly glance at it and pick up something.
I feel like this restructuring is definitely a step in the right direction for us. Not to say I haven't enjoyed these podcasts, basically it's just been an excuse to fuck around with you guys every month.
Yeah!
And that's always fun.
The pre and post shows are the best part of the podcasts.
Yes, we mentioned last time, but this is also being recorded live, so we've got a live audience here right now.
Hello, audience.
If you want to tune into future episodes,
Shout outs to the viewers. I'm gonna call them out right now. CJ, Bonecuss, Aizen, Yarian, what's good?
But basically, if you want to listen to future podcasts, just keep an eye on the Facebook and Twitter, on Discord, obviously. It's open to the public too. We've made it open to the public. We're gonna be doing this again for the Clannad Book Club podcast and the future podcast, so yeah, definitely if you are interested in joining the audience, come check it out because it's a lot of fun. So thank you once again, Mighty One, for joining us for the Kazumatsuri Monthly Terror. Oh, one more thing. We're called Kazumatsuri now. We've dropped the .org in our official branding.
Oh yes,
yay, liberation, freedom.
Is that an official announcement? When did that happen? Nobody told me this.
And now with the rewrite anime coming, everyone will know where Kazumatsuri actually is from.
Yay!
It's been great fun, guys, and I look forward to the future of Kazumatsuri with you. Until then, mata ne!
Shake it now, baby, now!